Hi, this is a dictation for Thomas Davis, Thomas Davis. Date of birth is 1/17/1970. Date of accident 10/1/2022. Date of service is 3/1/2023. Thomas Davis is a patient who is coming here for a follow-up evaluation. He has having severe pain in the right side, in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, left upper arm, left side of the upper back, mid back, lower back, left hip, left knee, and left leg, all the way. And these pains have been continuing as a result of an automobile accident as the patient suffered on 10/1/2022. He was rear-ended at a high speed of 35-40 miles, leading to headaches, leading to loss of consciousness, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, blurred vision, spots in the vision. In addition, patient started having severe pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and left side of the lower back, left SI joint, as well as tightness and pain in the left wrist with carpal tunnel syndrome, and pain in the right shoulder started with the around pain was 8, left shoulder pain was also 8. Now the patient has no symptoms on the right side, only the left side are left. Pain is around 10 according to him, and the pain level ADLs are affected as follows. Work is affected 10. The general activity is affected 8, mood is affected 7, and relationship with other people are affected 6. 30% pain is reported relief. Positive symptoms in neurology and psych are as follows. Difficulty sleeping, lack of focus. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck, lower back, stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and click and grinding, nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist and hand pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI and GU, no history. In respiratory, there is a chest pain and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana. And the physical examination reveals blood pressure is 137/89, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 123, 2023, dictation number 0123-065, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue all the therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on the painful areas of neck and lower back and mid back, and the area of the left shoulder, left elbows, left knee, and left leg. There was no traction to the neck was mentioned, since the patient has had a surgery for the neck. The patient is provided with the naproxen 500 twice a day, Scalexin 800 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Tylenol with codeine was provided every 12 hours. Urin 45 tablets. Ambien 5 milligram at night was provided for sleep. Maps have been reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient is referred to see a chiropractor as well as a physical therapy. Patient was also referred to a neurosurgery consult with Dr. Mohan as well as Dr. Redden. A right wrist brace was also ordered for the patient. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. His MRIs performed positive and have been reviewed with the help of the patient. He was informed that there was no issue in his brain, but he has a herniated disc and bulging disc in the L2-3-4, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, as well as C3 and C4, and multi-level facet and uncovertible joint hypertrophy, for which patient will benefit from LESI as well as CESI. The patient is advised to seek an appointment for getting this procedure done. Thank you.